to destroy the works of Satan. And as we continue to yield our lives to the Lord, he can break what is ever in us. Sometimes we don't want things broken in us. We like to hold on to some things. But at that point we say, Lord, I know it doesn't please you, but I need your help to help me overcome. Today I'm going to continue to talk about the theme of faith. Faith is so important. The Bible says it's impossible to please God without any faith. The Bible says the just will live from faith to faith. You know, to enter into the realm of the things of God, which is in the spiritual realm, we need to access, come to it in faith. Because you don't see the things around us. It's through faith. Now, hopefully, this will begin to start working and I can give you the first scripture. Let's give it a go. Hey, we're there. A common scripture. Now, faith is the confidence in what we hope for. Confidence is in what we hope for. Now, you can hope for a lot of things in this world, but are you confident of getting it? Are you confident when you go down the newsagents and you get your lottery ticket? Are you confident you're going to win? Well, you're not really, because there's one in 45 million chance that you are going to win. Nice. Yeah? There's some things in life that you're not really confident about because it's out of your control. And if you give control over to someone that is unstable or is not certain, there's no guarantee it will happen. But our confidence is in the hope that we have in the Lord. We know the promises of God are good and amen. He's on our side. So the things that we hope for, we're confident God is going to give us. Because that's the nature of God. We don't always see it, do we? But there's an assurance. Because if he's answered our prayers before, he's been good to us in the past, why would he not be good to us today and forevermore? It's true. Just imagine this is my faith. Now, if I put my faith in something that isn't of God, and we're not sure what it is, but anything but God, let's see if anything happens. I'm just going to add a bit of baking soda to a bit of water. Let's see what happens. Anything happening? Anything spectacular? There's a little bit of movement there, isn't there, Gary? And it's settled at the bottom, but nothing spectacular. But what happens when we put our faith in God? Let's see if anything happens that is different, that it comes alive. A little bit more. Oh, that's the overflow, isn't it? We were talking about the overflow this morning, weren't we? God not only gives us what we need, not only fills us, but overcome in abundance. But how do we receive all of that? It's through faith. We don't walk by sight, we walk by faith. Okay, we walk by faith, not by sight. Can I try something? Can I have a volunteer, please? Thank you, Nick. I'm going to blindfold you, just like that little boy in the picture. Okay, you are going to walk by faith because you're not going to be able to see, but you're going to follow my instructions.
Don't hurt me.
Just like a representative from God, you're going to listen to my instructions. So I don't want you to bump into the chairs on the right or on the left. I want you to walk forward. Take one step. Take another step. Stop. Don't bump into that chair on the left. Don't bump into Gary that's on your left. Take two more steps forward. Forward. Watch that chair on the right hand side. Keep going forward. I don't want you to jump and bump into the rostrum. Left turn. Right, I'm going to put a chair behind you. And when I say sit, you're going to sit down. Now, when I say sit, now how do you feel at the moment? Yeah, you're stressed, you see? Why is that? Because he's got no control at the moment about what's going on around him. When you don't see something, There's always a bit of anxiety, a little bit of fear. Do you trust me, though?
Yes.
Okay.
I just need to go to find the chair because I'm right behind it.
Okay. Right. When I say sit, you sit.
I need to find it, but I
still
didn't want to find the chair.
Hold on. No. He's cheating. Have you seen that? He wants to feel the chair before he knows it's okay for him to sit down.
No, I'm waiting. What you say?
Okay. But I want you to trust me that when I say sit down, that there's going to be a chair. Now, as somebody that comes to church, I'd like to think that I'm going to do the right thing, you know. I'm not going to be somebody that's going to let you sit down and fall over and have a laugh. That's not the Christian thing to do. Well, God in our lives wants to give us good things. He's not a God that wants to bring harm to us.
Happiness.
Right. Sit. Give him a clap. Well done. Stand up. How do you feel now? Well done. You see, he took that step of faith and it happened.
Some people would just move the chair.
But when we're blindfolded in the natural, it's not easy. There's no certainty of where we're going. It's the same in the spiritual. But we have an assurance with Jesus. That what he says in his word. Bible says faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. The more we hear how good God is, that increases our faith and our assurance of what we hope for. And then the evidence of things not seen come about. One more volunteer, very quickly. Anyone? Go for it. Right, this is going to be a test of faith now. Stand there. When I say three, face that way. I just want you to fall back. Yeah? Mm-hmm. Total lose control. I just want you to fall back. One, two, three. Well done. How do you feel?
Okay.
Did you have any doubt that it might not take place?
A little bit, but that's why I did it quickly.
You did it quickly. So you didn't really trust me that I was going to be there to make sure that you were going to be safe.
Oh.
Really? You really that? You see? Because I'm human. Sometimes you make mistakes. Sometimes you get it wrong. Say my phone would have gone off while I was trying to go down. I'm thinking about my phone. Oh, sorry, you fell down. But with Jesus, it is certain. There is an assurance that when he tells us to do something, he will follow through and keep us safe. And all those fears that we have sometimes are not real. We fear when we lose control. But when Jesus is in control, we can rest in him. Thank you, Carl. God is a good God, isn't he? Simple illustration. Because Hebrews 11:6 tells us that without faith, it is impossible to please him. For whoever would draw near to God must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who seek him. Now, some people wonder, why do you keep talking about faith? Because it's so important. Without faith, it's impossible to please him. Unless you trust God, it's impossible to draw near to him and to actually receive from him. But notice it says that you need to seek him diligently. We have to be sincere and push on in and really let there be an expectation of receiving from God. Now, Esther already spoke about this earlier, about works being done. James 2:17. So also faith by itself, does not have works, is dead. So you can have faith and trust in Jesus, but until you follow through with what he's asking you to do, you don't really believe. It's just something that's in your mind, or it can be in your emotions. But God wants us to get us to a place where we have a saving faith, where it starts working in our heart, that then leads us out to evangelize. It leads us to do and obey the word of God. That's when you really, really believe. We want dynamic faith. We know from other passages, apart from this one, that dynamic faith touches mind, emotions, and your heart. Dynamic faith involves the intellect, emotions, and the will. The mind understands the truth. The heart desires and rejoices in the truth. But the will acts upon the truth. True saving faith then leads to action. It is not intellectual contemplation. It is not emotionalism. It is that which leads to obedience in doing good works. So in order to receive more from God, are we willing to really believe and step out and do what we've called to do? Many examples in the Bible where men and women of God had heard from God and they've decided to step out in faith, trusting and believing that what God is revealing to them will take place. Now, Noah is an example. By faith, being warned by God concerning events as yet unseen, in reverent fear constructed an ark for the saving of his household. By this, he condemned the world and became an heir of the righteousness that comes by faith. Noah had a relationship with God, and God could then speak to him and tell him his plan of what he was going to do to destroy the world. So he had to step out in faith for years and build this ark without seeing the rain coming, without knowing that it will come, so many different years. By faith, Abraham, when he was called, obeyed and went out to a place he was going to receive as an inheritance. He went out not knowing where he was going to go. This man had to leave many of his family members. He went out, he took his horses, he took his cattle. He went out to a land he didn't know where it was. But he knew that God had spoken to him. And if God had spoken to him and told him he was going to be a father of a great nation, in which God would bless this great nation, in which God would use this nation as an inheritance that will bring about the Messiah, but he couldn't see it. But he just obeyed God. Hebrews 11:13, by faith the prostitute Rahab, because she welcomed the spies, was not killed with those that were disobedient. Notice here that God used the prostitute. The first thing that comes to mind is that doesn't matter what your background is, that God will use anyone who puts their faith and trust in him. Regardless of where we've been and what we've done, this lady chose to hide the spies at the time. There were two spies that were sent into Jericho to look at the fortification to see whether it's something that could be taken. But they were spotted, and she decided to hide them because she was in awe of the God of Israel. She had seen this God open up the Red Sea, knew that this God was powerful, and by protecting these two people, she was honoring and being obedient to God. And as a result of hiding these two spies, she was then protected when the Israelites invaded Jericho afterwards because of her not only believing in the God of Israel, but it followed through with action, with actually practically helping somebody. You know, we're faced in a dilemma in this world. We look at so many different things that are going on around us that we say are overwhelming, that do we really have the strength to overcome? But there's two ways of thinking of things. If we look in the natural, we look at our own ability, we can come to the conclusion, like the other spies in this story, where they said the people who dwell in that land are strong. The cities are fortified, very large. Also, we saw descendants of Anak there. They were seeing the difficulties. They were looking at the problems. But they weren't looking through the eyes of faith. That's the challenge. Are we looking at this like it's half empty, or is it half full? Are we looking at the difficulties of life, or are we looking at the God can give us the power and strength to overcome? Because that's exactly what the two spies did. Then Caleb quieted. These are the two spies. Then Caleb quieted the people before Moses and said, "Let us go up at once and take possession, for we are well able to overcome it." Why were they able to overcome it? Because in faith, they could see the power of God working in their lives. How do we receive the promises of God? We meditate on His word daily. Remember, I just said, faith come by hearing and hearing the word of God. If we're not hearing the word of God, how are we going to know the promises of God? How do we know what God has spoken over our life? Unless we meditate on the word daily. That's not just quickly reading the scripture, I've done my duty and moving on. It means thinking about what you've just read and allowing it to go deep within your soul. Recall His past faithfulness. When you go through difficulties and trouble, just remember the amount of times He's delivered you before. And if He's delivered you before, the likelihood He can do it again. True? Surround yourself with faith-filled believers. You know, when you're around like-minded people, it increases your faith, encourages you, because they're on the same side that you are, and they want to go where you are going. And to avoid the pitfalls of unbelief, cultivate a heart of gratitude. Surround yourself with faith-filled community. Obey God's word, even when it's challenging. There's going to be times where your flesh is going to want to take you over here. Yeah. We're all there.
Yeah.
We always have a battle. But the more of the word of God, more we know the will of God, we stand on it when we face those challenges. And we ask Him in faith to give us the strength. How many of us want the strength of God? We just receive it by yielding our lives and trusting and believing. Even though when you don't know where it's going to come from, in the analogy that we've done, in the exercises, you're not sure, but you are sure about the God that we serve. What are some of the promises that God has given us? "For I'm sure that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height or depth, or anything else in all creation will able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord." As we receive His love, as we receive His joy and more of His presence into our life, that will give us the strength and the faith to enter in to what God has spoken over our lives. "Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted." Whatever we're going through, whatever difficulties in life, there is an answer in Christ. If we only just believe and trust in the way that these people prior, they just believed. They weren't certain of where it was going to come from, but they were certain in a God that whatever they were wanting and needed, that need will be met in Christ Jesus. Yeah, we need Jesus now more than ever before. Have you not noticed how much more difficult it's becoming now? Life is becoming more and more difficult. So we need more of Jesus in our lives. How many of us want more of Jesus in our lives? Yeah, let's surrender more of our lives to Him. Let's push on in to receive more from Him, that He can then work through us to overcome the difficulties that present us in life. And we walk by faith, knowing that He will be good to us. He will give us all that we need in these last days. There is a time of testing coming very soon, that unless we go deeper in Christ, unless we really pursue the things of God, then we will be struggling to be able to remain steadfast. Only when we're rooted in him that we can overcome. So God is raising up an army. God is raising up a people at this time that will declare who he really is and walk in his power and walk in his strength. Amen?
Amen.
I'll just bow your heads. I'm just going to pray now. Father, I just thank you, Lord God, for your promises. I thank you that you are a good God. Thank you, Lord, that as you mentioned, it's impossible to please you without faith, Lord. Help us continue to trust in you. Continue to believe the promises that you've spoken over our lives will come to pass, regardless of our circumstances, regardless of how we feel. I thank you for your goodness, Lord. Thank you in those difficulties that you will sustain us as we continue to press in and push in to your presence, Lord, and get to know you more, that we can have intimacy with you. And as you spoke to Abraham, as you spoke to Noah, we pray, Lord God, that we will practice your presence and hear your voice, that we can then step out in obedience to you, for we know that your plans for us are for good and not to harm us. Praise God. As I sing this last song, if anybody needs prayer, healing, anything, I'm going to ask Gary to come up and to pray over.